ASIN Attorney Partnership. Legal Alerts. Date, December 3, 2020. Author, Hakan Özgökçen, Cem Buran. Competition Authority publishes draft communique on commitments for preliminary investigations and investigations on anti-competitive agreements, concerted practices, decisions, and abuse of dominant position. New developments. The Competition Authority published the draft communique on commitments for preliminary investigations and investigations on anti-competitive agreements, concerted practices, decisions, and abuse of dominant position on its website on November 27, 2020. The draft communique aims to limit anti-competitive damages and save time and resource costs in detailed examination processes required for extensive competition investigations. Opinions, suggestions, and evaluations on the draft communique may be submitted to the Competition Authority until December 28, 2020. What do the developments mean? The draft communique regulates the conditions regarding the submission of commitments by the relevant undertakings or associations of undertakings in order to eliminate competition issues, making the commitments binding on the Competition Board for the relevant undertakings and associations of undertakings and observing the commitments. The draft communique implements the following procedures and principles. Time limitation to submit commitment requests. Article 5 of the draft communique states that undertakings subject to investigation must submit their commitment requests within 3 months from the date of receipt of the investigation notification. Additionally, third paragraph of Article 43 of Law No. 4054 of the Protection of Competition, which regulates the commitment mechanism, stipulates that a commitment can be submitted during the preliminary investigation and investigation process. In addition, in parallel with this determination of the Law No. 4054, the Competition Board decided in the Arslan Nakliat Decision No. 20-36/485-212, dated 28-7-2020, that a commitment can be submitted until the investigation phase is completed. Deliberations with the authority. Article 6 of the draft communique states that the commitment deliberations will start as soon as possible after the parties submit their commitment request to the authority. According to the draft communique, the deliberations can be done verbally or in written form. Verbal deliberations will be transcribed in a report. Submission of alternative commitments prohibited. Article 8 of the draft communique states that the commitment letter clearly includes the elements of commitment and the Competition Board will not accept submissions entailing alternative commitments. Content of the commitment letter. Article 8 of the draft communique outlines the elements that the commitments should entail. Accordingly, the commitments letter should explicitly entail the following elements. 1. The competition problems to be mitigated by the commitments. 2. What the commitments entail. 3. The date the commitments will begin to apply. 4. The duration and manner in which the commitments will be applied. 5. Other times important for the commitments application. 6. On what grounds could these periods extend? 7. The commitments' effect on the market. 8. How the commitments would solve the competition problem. 9. How could the authority observe the compliance with the commitments? And 10. Other aspects deemed necessary. Revising previously rejected commitments. According to Article 10 of the draft communique, if the commitment is not found appropriate as a result of the evaluation made by the Competition Board, it is stated that the parties may make changes in the commitment within the framework of the evaluations of the Competition Board and the period determined, or it may be decided to terminate the commitment process. Second-time submissions are prohibited. Article 13 of the draft communique states that if a commitment process is terminated by the Competition Board directly or after the undertaking has been given the opportunity to change the commitment, no further commitment request can be made. Accepting commitments. According to the draft communique, the board may make the commitment binding on the parties involved at any stage of the commitment process and decide not to open an investigation or to terminate the investigation if it considers that the competition concerns can be resolved through the commitments submitted. The draft communique states that this decision of the Competition Board will not include any findings on whether the agreement, decision, or practice generating the competition concern is a violation. Observing the commitments. Article 15 of the draft communique states that observing the compliance of the parties to the commitment can be done by regularly submitting reports by the parties, appointing third parties for audit purposes, or cooperating with professional associations or relevant institutions and organizations. Nevertheless, Article 9 of the draft communique states that the commitments that do not require observation would be preferable over those that do. Draft communique will also be applied to ongoing preliminary and full-fledged investigations when the communique enters into force. The draft communique states that the communique provisions will also be applied to ongoing preliminary and full-fledged investigations once the draft communique enters into force. The draft communique will enter into force on the date of its publication on the Official Gazette. Conclusion. The authority published the draft communique on the procedures and principles regarding the implementation of the commitment mechanism and opened the draft communique to comments, recommendations, and evaluations from the public. This mechanism was added to the Law No. 4054 on the protection of competition through the newly enacted Law No. 7246, which entered into force on June 24, 2020. Opinions on the newly published draft communique may be submitted to the Competition Authority until December 28, 2020. It is expected that the draft communique and the eventual communique to come into force will enable the authority and the parties under investigation to allocate resources more effectively for competition law enforcement.